Ah, jeez, here's another one of them bloody podcasts.
Hello.
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 I just said something that would have got me in a lot of trouble, and Miko just said, I almost pressed record there because that was going on the podcast. And I'd like to think it wouldn't, but knowing you, it probably fucking would.
Yeah.
Yep. That's who I am.
Welcome back.
To the MCG or the Gabba.
Back home in Sydney, Australia.
Miko just made me a coffee and it's fucking delicious.
Oh, is it all right?
Yeah,
is
it's a good one. Right. Thanks, man. Even though it's got skim milk in it, which I judge you for.
Oh, it's the fifth bomb. I don't have milk at all.
Oh, really?
No.
I went and grabbed coffee for myself and my mate that was working in the shop yesterday, in the bookshop. The bookshop that I fucking love. And there's only two restaurants, pubs/cafes, that make keto coffees in Manly. I tried the other one yesterday. Didn't realise it was actually like a vegan cafe. That's all they do is vegan. So I went, I'll have a bulletproof and I'll just get a flat white for my mate. And he made it with vegan milk or something. And she was drinking
vegan
it.
Vegan milk? There's yeah. no, it's, like, there'd be almond milk.
No, he said vegan milk. I don't know.
Wow, must be a new thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that world. And I watched my mate, like, she took a sip and kind of went, wagga! And I went, oh, fuck, sorry.
Turns out
it's a vegan cafe. And she's like, oh, that explains it. And the tone was not that she was enjoying it. So I don't know what that vegan milk is made of. Maybe vegans. Maybe that's what they do. They actually grind them up and put them in the milk. That would make
milk
sense.
Their,
ew.
Their
okay,
balls.
Stop.
Milking their balls.
I say I'd rather that. I'd rather that than any kind of vegan breast milk.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, I think of you almost every day when I'm walking my dog.
I love your dog.
Oh, he's a good, you know what? He's turned out to be a good dog. Really chilled. And he's actually turned out to be a little fucking protector, which is.
Is he still a little pisser?
7,000 times a fucking.
Mine.
Two feet.
Psst. Mine.
So I have to take him to the same park every day. Because if I take him somewhere new, we get 2 feet at a time and he has to piss. So we have to go to the same park. It's like, this is my jam. I know where everything is. But he has turned into a little protector. Yesterday we were at the park and there was a dude. I couldn't quite make out what he was doing. They must have been backpackers or something that had pulled up in their car. And they were hammering furniture at the park, right? They're putting together fucking an IKEA table or something like that, which is just a weird thing to see at your local park. But his dog kept kind of going off to explore the park and he kept yelling out, get back here and sit down. And he was bordering on disciplining and being too rough with the dog. You know when you see someone, you're mate, you give that dog a kick in front of me, I'm going to knock you out. You know, that kind of like. And as he was hammering stuff, the dog went to come to him for a cuddle and he held the hammer up in the air and he went, sit down. And I was like, is that cunt threatening the dog with a hammer? And I was just far enough away that I couldn't quite see whether he just had it in his hand, he was yelling, or whether he was holding up to the dog. And Ted saw me glaring at the guy. And the guy looked up at me like, have you got something to say? And there was this really tense, like proper 30-second glare at each other. Yeah.
It's a long glare.
It was uncomfortable.
I'd have to go, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I was like, I can fight a guy with a hammer. That's all that's going through my head. I'm like, he's got a girlfriend. She looks weak as piss. I can take her out. Dude with a hammer. I reckon the dog will fucking help me with that one. And Ted picked up on me glaring at him and just went in this great big fucking round him up circle.
Really?
Just near the guy, just dead staring him the whole time. Like, this dog's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
I reckon if it kicks off, he's got my
or
back.
Not fucking do anything at all.
Yeah, well, as long as he doesn't attack me is
or
all
piss
I
on
ask.
Somebody.
I'm fine with that. All I
you keep that. Fighting. This tree is mine.
But I think of you every day when I'm walking him because he's on a lead. He's a farm dog that I've had to teach to be on a lead. And when he's on his lead, I remember you saying that you hated it when you started to run, especially around my area, that people would just let their dogs fucking wander across the running path and you're trying not to trip over the lead. So I'm really conscious of that when I'm walking him.
Good.
And so whenever someone's jogging towards me on a pushy, I go, come here, buddy, and I make him stand at my feet and I hold the lead right close to me so he can't do that. And now everyone thinks he's this fucking savage dog who every time they see it, they're like, oh, my God, she's pulled him towards her and there's the dog clearly and there's this dumb fucking border collie. Like, but now he looks like – and so I've got to a point now where I'm like, he's fine, he's not aggressive, I just didn't want you to trip over the lead. he wouldn't chase the bike, I just don't want him to walk in front of your bike. Now I'm explaining myself to fucking random enthusiasts.
Enthusiasts?
Yeah.
Random enthusiasts.
Random.
Enthusiastic about being random, is that what you're saying?
Maybe. Or cycling and running enthusiast, you fuckhead. Well, you knew what I meant, Michael.
Michael
Charles. It is Michael Charles.
Michael Charles.
Proper old.
I've decided to pursue a musical career again. Not a career, but just a bit of a...
Did you see my eyes light up then?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
Just, you know.
You should totally do that. I fucking
but
love...
But I can't be Mick Meredith because people would expect comedy.
Who are you going to be?
Well, I've combined my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather's... Well, the First Fleet grandfather, three greats, and the grandfather, my mother's father, who I never met. So I'm Freddie Dyack.
Oh, nice. So songwriting under the name of Freddie Dyack.
Yeah.
I've got a mate who publishes poetry under the name Jack Nash, which is not even slightly his name. So Freddie Dyack's going to be the next big thing.
Not the next big thing. I'm just going to hit some open mics, like music open mics.
Write some tunes.
No. It'll still be me, but just...
So your name doesn't... get around like that.
Disassociation with the comedy.
Disassociation.
With the comedy.
Somebody said to me when I first started comedy.
No, they didn't. They made this shit up.
You should perform under a stage name. And I went, that'd be fucking ridiculous, as if anyone gives a fuck. My name's Julia Wilson. Yeah. And now I kind of wish, 16 years on, I kind of wish I had started under a different name because... And you're like, oh, fuck, I can't do anything.
Beryl Bulldozer.
That's a fucking perfect name.
I'm Beryl Bulldozer. You know what? And people in the audience will be like, no, I'm not saying it. Oh, okay, I get it now.
If I do roller derby, that's going to be
Beryl
my name.
Beryl Bulldozer.
You know that? Fucking, I'm writing that down.
See, I could do improv. You're listening, Rebecca de Unamuno? I can do improv.
Speaking of Beck de Unamuno, I'm just writing down Beryl Bulldozer. Speaking of Beck to Unamuno, I have a couple of girlfriends that we often say to each other, fuck, wouldn't it be great if we were both gay? Wouldn't it be great if both of us were gay? Yeah. Beck to Unamuno's one that would be my girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Ellen Briggs also. Big shout out to Ellen. It's a shame that none of the three of us are gay.
No.
Joe from the Herbedashery.
Oh, yes.
We'd be a great couple, even though neither of us are gay. And my mate Elena, we were saying the other day, what a great couple we'd be. And she goes, we'd be so fat and drunk. And I'm like, but we wouldn't care. Yeah. Because we're together.
Never trim your minge.
Yeah, wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yes, you would.
Nah.
Found a bit of a...
You know what? I'm never going down there. They could do that all they want. But my point is that in my gay world, I'm going to marry all of them. I'm like, we'd be a perfect marriage.
Yeah, see, men don't think like that.
Straight Julia is like all about the casual sex. Married gay Julia is all about the wifing. All about the wifing.
You chop the wood and they'd cook.
Yeah, I think I'd be a pretty good... lesbian wife?
Wouldn't you be the husband?
Pretty sure I would be.
Well, you're just wife and wife. Is that how it works?
Yeah, wife and wife.
Am I being rude?
No. I don't think so because you don't actually know when you're asking a question. But wife and wife, that's what would be going down there. But I
always find that amusing when it's dumb men go, which one's the bloke?
Oh,
which
Jesus.
One's the woman? I said, well, they're both women, mate.
No,
well, one's got to be the man. I'm like, well, I don't know if it works like that.
I think neither of them want to be you, fuckhead.
Yeah. What a fucking cock bag.
I got cock blocked at a gig the other night.
Of course you did.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm on a bit of a roll at the moment and there was a hot guy sitting next to my mate Patrick at the gig and I saw, you know that, I have a thing for dudes with like Bonds t-shirts, you know, that like if you can pull off jeans and a fucking plain t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I saw him at the gig and I was like, whoa. At the end of the gig, he came over and he was chatting to me. I was like, fucking sweet. And he's, you know, maybe 5 years, 10 years older than me. I'm like, perfect. That's in my wheelhouse. Mm. We're chatting away. Blah, 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 blah. And then a girl who was really enjoying the show and had come over to tell me how much she was really enjoying it goes, and this is the phrase, are you trying to chuck one up her? How's that for
how
a
old
saying?
Was she?
I'm going to say mid-30s. But she's English and her husband is Australian and I think she thought that that was a regular Australian
thing. Chuck one up
her. Are you trying to chuck one up her? And the guy goes, oh! And I went, well, if he was, that's fucking done now, isn't it?
Chuck one up her.
And then he left.
That's the name of the podcast.
Chuck one up her. Chuck one up her. I thought Beryl Bulldozer would be the name
Beryl
of the
Bulldozer.
Podcast.
No, it's not bad. Though.
Cock blocked.
I've been doing lots of solo beers lately.
Solo beers?
Solo beers.
I love solo
beers. But not home solo beers.
What, just going to pubs?
Well, where I live now, where we are now.
Right now.
There's a pub across the road. I've never lived this close to a pub.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous.
And sometimes, like at the end of the week, the fit pommy goes, oh, what are we doing tonight? And I'm like, oh, just watch a bit of telly. And
Friday night.
She goes, oh, you know, why don't you go down and get some food and we'll, you know, you can cook for me, which I do every night anyway. So the IGA is next to the pub. So I walk down and go, well, it'd be silly to not go in there.
It'd be impolite to walk past, wouldn't it?
So I just go in there and sit on my own, and because it's a sports bar and it's sport all over the screen. So I just sit there and have a couple of skewies.
I'm a big fan of that. When I was on holidays in the Blue Mountains a couple of months ago, just popped into a pub, sitting there watching it, just watching footy on the telly.
No one bothers me.
And some bloke goes, you're baiting for your boyfriend? I'm like, nah. And just back to my TV. I'm here having a moment of my own watching the footy. No, I don't want any company. This is actually just me staring. If you're staring somewhere, that means don't touch me. Don't talk to me. If you're looking around the room like, who wants to come and sit with me?
Yeah, and then I revealed it to this FitPom that I'd been doing it for.
How'd that go?
She was a bit disappointed in me. She was like, why don't you go without? Why don't you go without? I said, because I kind of like them.
And then slept on the couch.
Yeah. No, we never slept. No. That's one of our rules.
Oh, is it? You always resolve it before you go to the
No. It's all, she said it's all over if you sleep in the spare room.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. When I'm raging, like proper filthy angry, which these days happens so rarely because I've really worked on getting my temper under control. But when I'm proper fucking raging and someone's being a dickhead and going, no, but you said the thing about that. I'm like, okay, first of all, we need to talk about this sensibly. And I'm too angry to do that right now. But I can't lie in a bed next to someone I'm furious at.
Yeah.
Really can't. So maybe I have to work out a way to calm down so I can come back and talk about it before we go to bed. Or maybe just drink 15 coffees and not go to sleep that night. Relationship advice by Julia Wilson. 15 coffees and a big poo. That's the answer.
Do you – I know that a lot of people have done jokes on people walking around hands-free phones but talking without the phone. They'd be just a mad person.
Yes.
Sort of thing.
But I've heard that joke.
I was leaving the IGA the other day, speaking of the IGA, and there was a lady in front of me yammering away with headphones in, talking on the phone, obviously. And it was dark. It's quite dark here at night. Breakfast point. So I was kind of right on a tail behind her, and I'm like, oh, she's going to freak out if she just turns around and sees this bloke with big ears behind her, just a shadow.
G'day.
So I veered off, you know, in the current climate, you know, things, you know, men got to take ownership of making women feeling vulnerable or whatever. So I crossed the road, and then she crossed the road in front of me, like she, and then I sort of distance again, and then she was talking so loudly, I started feeling a little bit intimidating.
Oh, really?
So I think she'd had a few fucking red wines.
She's like, and then this can't see me.
I was freaking out. I felt like, oh, I'm scared now. So the worm had turned.
I actually had a guy not that long ago say to me, I have to walk this way too. I don't mean to freak. And I was like, nah, dude, we're fine. Trust me. And if you get yourself into trouble, you just shout out, I'll come give you a hand. And he laughed just to fuse that bit there. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's quite nice. I've never... I've had a couple of glances over my shoulder where I've thought, oh, this dude's been weird. But I've always found that as soon as I make eye contact with them, they go, oh, nope, and then just eyes to the ground.
Oh, that actually happened in Central Park.
Oh, really?
New York City, which we looked up later, going back to the last podcast. So I was walking across the road with our hired bikes, and she was behind, FitPom's behind me, and she's like trying to... So she was about to get her bike stolen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by three dudes.
Really?
Yeah, and then we looked it up. It's a thing.
Really? It's rife, people will just rock up and...
Yeah, well, they look... I mean, she's probably pretty strong, like, you know. Like,
yeah, she must look
vulnerable. So they... And then she sort of pushed her bike into mine. I'm like, what are you doing?
Stop fucking hitting me.
Yeah. And then she told me, like, oh, shit.
I'm more than happy to... Because I figure if I'm going to get mugged, at least front it off that you're like, all right. If this is happening, let's fucking do it. So there's been a couple of times where I'm like, I'm pretty sure they're looking to see whose bag they can rip off a shoulder or whose phone they can steal. And I don't mind making eye contact and going, good luck, or something like really obnoxiously confident like that. And, you know, to date I've been pretty sweet about it. But I got followed into a tunnel, like just it was like a bridge, and I was walking under the bridge in, I think I was in Germany. And I was always carrying a knife back then, just like a little... Not a flick knife, but a fold-out knife because I was travelling.
A butter knife because you love a spread.
Love a good croissant in Germany.
Hang on, I've got my butter knife here.
Yeah, and as I walked into the sort of the under part of the bridge, I realised there was like, because I've got that extra sense when there's someone behind me.
Oh,
like,
same here.
I'm like, there's a dude behind me. And then I looked up and realised there's a dude standing at the bridge exit. and just pulled the knife out of my pocket. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not even going to try and, you know, confront my way out of there, and just kept walking straight towards him, like thinking to myself, I don't know who the fuck I'm going to have to stab on this one. And the guy went, whoop.
Oh, really?
Just, yeah, like I must have looked. Woof. I mean, I am knife trained and I am trained in how to disarm someone from a knife, but I just went, fuck, I might actually have to. Because in my head, there's fight my way out of here, and then there's I might have to stab somebody.
Yeah.
They're two different
I'm always aware
levels
of
adrenaline.
Around me, too.
Oh, for sure.
Where I've been with people that aren't.
I can't get over how often.
Know what's happening here?
I know I was a bouncer for a long time, but I can't get over how often I'm in pubs and they can't see. You're like, there's a fight about to kick off over there.
Grab your beers and move
away from the table. And they're like, what? I'm like, you can't hear the escalation of voices or you can't hear that, what do you fucking say? You can't. Like, how? To me, that stands out like dogs.
Yeah,
balls.
I can hear it too.
And you just go, time. So let's move our drinks away from that table because the whole table is about to be knocked over.
It might be a comedy thing where you can feel it's the crowd turning too.
That's why I reckon comedy felt so natural to me. Because I'd been a doorman for so long.
Yeah.
I could read little microaggressions and micro expressions and that kind of stuff that I was like, oh, that guy in the third row is about to heckle, address him directly before he does it. And then he goes, oh, I might just be quiet. And then, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I think reading a room's a pretty big deal.
You see a lot of people don't do it.
Oh, fuck, it's funny when you see a tone-deaf comic who's like, blah, 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 blah. And
yeah,
you're like,
second row,
mate. What are you doing? Second fucking row.
I've done ones recently. I just stand there and go, Jesus Christ. You're not seeing this?
Read the room, cockhead.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel the need? Oh, I had a comedian not that long ago at a gig. Everyone was struggling in the first half, and then a dude came on. I was closing the show, and a dude came on just before me, and he was smashing it. This open mic comic said to the promoter in front of me, get the MC to do 10 minutes before Julia. To get the MC to do 10 minutes before he brings Julia on. And top of my voice, look, cunt.
Wow.
Don't you fucking doubt.
I'll need to ask that name afterwards.
Yeah, well, I went, don't you fucking doubt me and don't you fucking dare do it in front of the fucking promoter, cunt. And he was like, oh, no, that's not what I meant. I went, I don't give a shit what you meant. Don't you ever doubt your headliner. I was furious, which is probably when I went on stage and just fucking just sit the fuck down and shut the
barrel
fuck up.
Bulldozer.
Barrel Bulldozer did come to the fore that night. I think I might be Barrel Bulldozer 90% of the time. Yep, that's definitely a thing. Thanks, man. I've got a new identity for when I'm being particularly cunty.
Subtle as a sledgehammer.
That I have been told that my whole life. Yeah, geez, Jules.
I like your honesty. You've inspired me to be more honest. I'm getting to an age now where I just fucking can't handle fucking. I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah,
I haven't got many conversations left in me. I got to plant them.
The clock's on,
strategically.
Mate. Say something good or funny or interesting or move on.
Yeah, I've got that age now. I've worked it. I'm comfortable my age now. I'm so comfortable my age now that. I don't care what I wear.
Nice.
I've given up, and this is going to disappoint you. I've realised I've got to this age now where I buy clothing that is comfortable. Don't necessarily look good.
Do I look like I dress for fashion, mate?
Well,
I am head to toe in comfortable shit.
The other day, I figured it's time for a puffer jacket.
No, well, I am judging the shit out of
two.
You, right?
I've got two. I have a vest and a full coat, and I love it. I love it.
Somebody call
I fucking love it. I love it.
Mixed
and
hacked.
And to add on to
it gets worse.
I bought some Skechers shoes. They're the most comfortable things. Oh, you've got some.
They're the shoes that you told me I wasn't allowed to wear when I went out last time you and I were together.
They're the shit.
These shoes you went, you're not fucking wearing them out, are you? And I went, go fuck yourself. They're comfortable. Mate. These are Skechers. And
how
now.
Good are Skechers.
Ah!
To go with puffer jacket,
suck
though.
It. Go fuck yourself. Can't.
It's a great thing, the puffer jacket.
Hey, everyone listening, if you ever see me looking at buying a puffer jacket, can you host an intervention,
please?
No,
I'm into it.
You can be.
I'm done.
If I ever do, someone needs to shoot me in the face.
A lot of people have shot in the face.
But there's never been any evidence. Oh, you know what I might have accidentally done?
Bought a puffer jacket.
No, that's never happened. What I did do was I bought UGG boots, but I it was just so cold this winter.
Yeah, but it's only for a slipper.
Yeah, but I have had a very anti-UGG boot stance my whole life.
Oh, right.
But now I own two pairs. Anyway.
What?
Yeah.
Two pairs. You doubled them.
Yeah, I did. I went from none to two.
To two. I've got two puffer jackets.
And then I bought my parents a pair of UGG boots each because I'm a
good
daughter.
I've seen that on a post. Yeah.
And we're all the same size bar half. Dad and I are the same foot size and mum's half a size smaller. So they just look like the same fucking shoes.
Bunny's got a bigger foot.
Nah. Now I'm the fucking hoofter foot.
Hoofter foot.
Hoofter foot.
I don't think that's a fucking word. A hoofter foot.
So I got asked out by the bouncer at my favourite pub and thought about not going out with him, even though I've been perving on him for 6 months, because it's my favourite pub and I don't want to fuck it up by rooting the bouncer at my favourite pub.
But such a dilemma.
Isn't it?
Because
I fucking love that place.
You should just turn up in a puffer jacket and Ugg boots and he'll go, no, she's not for me.
Well, it's too late. I already fucked him.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're allowed to go back to the pub?
Yeah, we're doing it again next week, so I think so.
You going to the pub or...
I'll be at the pub tonight, but I'm going out with him again next week.
Wow.
I just, you know, when you go, oh, I have been perving on this guy, he's hot. He came over and asked me out.
Is he hot though?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, hang on, maybe just to me. Maybe just to me and chicks who like dudes like that. I reckon he's smoking hot. Because I've got a thing about hands. I like...
It's good to have them. And opposable thumbs.
No, I like big fucking sexy hands. And it's something that makes me perv. If I see a dude pick something up, I'm like, oh, geez, look at those hands. All of a sudden, gets more attractive to me. And like the fucking annoying author that came into my shop and went to shake my hand and had soft, fucking delicate, horrible handshake hands. I went, and had a physical reaction to how fucking lame he was. Same thing, that guy got way less attractive, whereas hot bouncer guy, I saw his hands, so I was like, look at those babies, fucking hell. And I've had people that I say that to think I'm weird. Do you perv on any body part that people think are weird?
I like, what do I like?
You're just traditional boobs and bum, right?
I like an ass, yeah.
Ass.
Nice, I like nice legs. No, I'm a bit of a foot fetish too.
Oh, yeah, that's a weird thing.
Yeah, I like
But there's a lot of people, a lot of dudes that have that. I've never heard a woman go, look at his feet.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
I like a burgundy painted toenail.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Jesus. Fitpom, I hope you're listening to this. Fucking hell.
The airline stewardess.
Oh, yeah?
She had gigantic hands.
Really?
Because I'd like, she gets get anything for you, sir? And I'm like, I get a Shiraz, please. And she would hand it to me, and like I couldn't even see the glass coming. I'm like, where's the glass? Oh, there it is. There. My God, your hands are fucking massive.
Yeah, I don't think big hands on a chick make her more attractive.
Massive. Really big.
These babies aren't small, and I can hold a football in my hand, which is why I was at the centre.
Hello, sir. My name's Holly.
Holly. Mm. Yeah. Holly Bulldozer.
No, she was
a distant cousin of mine.
I don't know. She was just really big hands.
That's
big
hilarious.
Hands, yes.
I've always been the jar opener in any relationship I've been in.
What do you call the people that work on a plane? I never get the right term.
They're not air hostesses anymore. Flight consultant? I don't know.
Flight attendant.
Flight attendant?
Yeah, that's probably the way.
That's non-gendered, isn't it?
Yeah, flight attendant.
The fuck was that?
No, they're... Scaffolding.
Flight attendant. That means scaffolders. Yeah. I'll be back.
They're very good at the squat. The flight attendant, aren't they?
Are you going
she
somewhere
squatted.
With
like
what? Why? Oh, because you got to give people.
She's like, what would you like for breakfast? And when in my head, I'm like, go the fruit. And as I went fruit, I went hot breakfast, please. And she went. She had to go down low, and she just squatted like. Her ass cheeks were rubbing against the back of her heels. She
wow, that's impressive.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't even do that when I'm actually squatting with weights.
Well, she was a lizard, so.
Lizard with big hands.
She did big lizard hands.
What the fuck are lizard hands?
You know, like.
Like they were clawy and. You're a fucking weirdo. Oh, you're a special person. I wanted to ask you. Oh, my little nieces and nephews. Now, 12, 10 and 8, almost 9, have gotten into, they know Auntie Julia's a comedian, and now I'm just getting peppered with jokes.
Oh, right.
Quite peppered.
Right.
Auntie Julia, I've got a joke for you. Ugh, fuck, here we go. I was driving them out during school holidays so we could all go to a great big sports store on the other side of Sydney, and so I had their mum with me and then the three kids. Auntie Julia, we've got jokes, and they're on their phones Googling funny jokes. The first one. There was about 40 jokes that were shit house, but the first one that made me laugh was the 12-year-old who doesn't know who Snoop Dogg is, goes, do you two know what a Snoop Dogg is? And I'm like, Snoop Dogg's a person. No, it's not a Snoop Dogg, Snoop Dogg the guy.
Be good if it was, though.
Wouldn't it?
Just a stoner dog, just off its
guts.
Just
like, sup, what up, my lady?
For shizzle.
Well, that's when she said to me, do you know what a Snoop Dogg is? Yes. And she goes, okay, why does Snoop Dogg always have an umbrella? And we both go, I don't know. And she goes, for drizzle. which I think is really fucking funny. Especially coming out
very,
of a 12-year-old
that doesn't... specific joke.
Yeah, that doesn't know what the fuck... Yeah.
And for drizzle.
Yeah, yeah. So we're like, for shizzle, manizzle. And she's like, going, oh, no, you're exactly. The joke she's like, I don't know what you two are.
Whoa, whoa,
are you
both whoa,
okay?
Whoa, yeah. My joke, not yeah. Your joke. My
one of you's
joke.
Driving. If there's something wrong with you, I need to know what it is. The next one that made me giggle was, why do teenagers only walk in groups of three?
Why?
Because they can't even. And I laughed so hard
that's
at
funny.
That, I almost drove off the road.
They can't even.
Because they can't even. And she goes, I don't get it. And I'm like, because they can't
Why
even.
Why is she saying the joke then?
Because they're trying to make me laugh because oh, I'm a right. comedian. Because they can't even. What? Because they can't even. Like, I can't even. I said it over and over. And then on about the fifth one, she's like, oh, I can't even. Bless. But the one that made the joke-telling session come to an end, which made me both their mum and I laugh. You know when you're not allowed to laugh because it's super inappropriate? But I was fucking, I had tears. Thank God I was driving and looking forward, unlike your tour guide. Thank God I was looking forward because my eyes, I was streaming. I was crying with laughter. What kind of shoes do pedophiles wear? This is out of a 10-year-old's mouth.
Oh, right.
And we both go,
what?
And I look at the mum and she goes, oh, what? She goes, white Vans. Right? I laughed so fucking hard. That is the most inappropriate joke.
That's a fucking
isn't
funny
it a good joke?
Joke?
And I'm like,
white Vans.
But I can't. And she's like, I don't get it. And the mum's like, yeah, you don't need to. Yeah. And it was too much for me. I was crying.
Where is she getting the jokes from?
Off their phones. So she, right. The mum's like, that's all right, phones away, everybody. We know where this is going.
I've got to do a kids show on Carnival next week.
Yeah, maybe don't do that. Well, you're welcome to, oh no, they won't know Snoop Dogg. Maybe teenagers.
For drizzle.
For drizzle. And she even, like, it must have been phonetically written, like, faux drizzle. For her to...
For
she,
drizzle.
She nailed it. For drizzle, manizzle. Oh, my God. So now I saw a dude wearing white Vans the other night and I just started to giggle.
That's funny.
Isn't that a good joke?
I was trying to think of do they make white Vans?
They do, because I saw him on a dude. But I actually mentioned that on stage the other night. I've been spending school holidays, spending a lot of time with the nieces and nephew, and I told those three jokes. First two, got massive laughs, told the fucking pedophile shoes, nothing. And I went, oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, I think.
People are getting too PC.
Yeah, and this was in Parramatta. Like, it's a bit of a rough town when it wants to be. And I was like, oh, because we're in a theatre. I'm not allowed to say pedophile without you all freaking out. Come
all right,
on, people.
Yeah. See,
calm
see,
the
see,
fuck down.
Pedophile. The word pedophile. You're like, no, I'm not going to laugh.
Yeah, I'm not Elon Musk. I can't get away with it. Yeah. Dropping that. What a fucking fruitcake he is.
Jesus Christ.
And if you want to sue me, Elon Musk, go right ahead, you fucking...
Speaking of people finding out your job, the FitPom, she was away on a... conference, and they had to get up and introduce themselves and something interesting about them.
Are you her something interesting?
No, no, she's talking about blah, blah, blah. I met my partner on the internet and they're like, oh, yeah, okay, what does he do? Does he do similar work to you? She's, oh, no, he's a comedian. And she's like, her big boss is like, oh, yeah, I love comedy.
Uh-oh.
And she's like, he goes, what's his name? He goes, she goes, Michael. She calls me Michael because she hates...
Australianising stuff?
No, no, no. She's got uncles, Irish uncles. No, I probably shouldn't be saying this. She's met a lot of dickhead mix.
Yeah.
Dickhead mix. And he's like, Michael, yeah, what's his nickname? Meredith. She goes, and he's like, Mick Meredith?
Really?
Mick Meredith. He's a legend.
Oh, fucking
so
get
she
in.
Told me, so every time... She texts me from work. She goes, what's for dinner? Oh, well, this legend. What are you cooking? She goes, yeah, you're always a legend
yeah,
to me
fucking,
anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get on with it. What are you cooking me?
So, yeah, he wants to meet me now.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's weird.
I thought you were going to say that she got up and went, my name's blah, blah, and my partner's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice and interesting, but no. Talked about you guys meeting on the internet. Yeah. I went out for dinner with a girlfriend of mine the other day who was telling me oh, fuck. You know when you find a story so hilarious that you're like, you have to tell it properly. Don't fuck it up. She goes, let's just preface this with, this is my job. She goes into places and gives them like marketing plans so they can increase sales and that kind of stuff. Like she's been doing it for years, right? And it's all through connections. And once you work for somebody and you do an amazing job for them and they refer you on. So she's always busy because she's really good at what she does and she's quite passionate about making things as you know, good as they can be. And so she got a referral to the it used to be called the Spastic Center. Now it's Sunnyfield, right? Can you come in and just tell us how we can make the marketing of this a bit better so we can get more donations and that kind of stuff? So she goes in, has a chat,
Right, haven't we changed as a species?
Yeah.
Things aren't called the Spastic Center anymore.
I can't believe they were ever called the Spastic Center.
I know.
And it's only been the last, what, 10 years?
Really?
I don't even think it's been that long.
God. The Spastic Center.
Spastic Center. And it used to be, it's at the top of one of my streets. You're like, you drive past and there's a big sign saying Spastic Center. But now it's Sunnyfield. So she goes up there and has the meeting and is like, right, I'm going to go home and do the quote. I'll send it through to you. We'll chat, have a think about it over the weekend. We'll chat again on Monday. So she goes home and does the quote. And then she says to me, at this point, I want you to realise the word G, the letter G and the letter T are very close to each other on the keyboard. And I went, what did you fucking do? So she's done the whole quote, attached the business plan thing. And then at the very bottom, she goes, regards, blah, blah, blah. And at that point, she sends it and then realises when she looks back over it that she has put a T where the G should be and has sent to the formerly Spastic Society. She's finished it with retards, blah, blah, blah. And as soon as she's realised it, she's like, oh, my God. Instead of writing regards, she's written the word retards.
Kind retards.
She said she almost always sends kind,
warmest retards.
But for some reason, that day, she's just written regards. And it now looks like here's the entire quote with retards at the bottom and then her name.
It's not retards, it's retards. You're just saying it as regards.
I'm trying to not say the word retard.
Retards.
And so she then, like, you know, sends it off on the Friday night. Saturday morning, she's like, I better have another look at that. Oh, my God. And just spent the whole weekend shitting herself about what do I do? Like, can I get an email back once I've sent an email? Can I do this? Can I do that? So she ended up coming up with a whole different business plan, knocking some money off, sending it Monday morning, like high priority. Don't worry about the last business plan. I don't think it's going to work as well. This is the one that you should be looking at. Blah, 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 blah.
But regards.
She made real sure on that one. That
capital G.
So now anytime I see the word written, I have such a chuckle because it was just the worst possible thing she could have done to somebody else, to that particular community.
My God. That is embarrassing.
Have you ever faux pas'd that big?
Probably, but I can't remember.
I once said to a man, when I was working in a coffee shop who only had one arm, I was about to ask him if he wanted a hand with that because he'd ordered three coffees and I don't know, he can carry three coffees with one arm. And I went, do you want to, my brain went, no, do you want some assistance with that? And everyone in the line knew that I was about to say, do you want a hand with that? Everyone, including him, who laughed at me.
I went on a date once and I was about to, because it was going quite well and I was about to, we were eating and I was about to brush something off this girl's face.
Uh-oh.
I said, you got something there? And she goes, yeah, it's a mole. I was just like, fuck. I was so close to just going, I'll get that off your doll.
Jesus.
So you think I'm a gentleman? And then for the rest of the date, I stared at a mole.
Oh, I still love your cheers, but.
I love that
on a first date. Was it? It was first date.
No. It was
second or third. It was early.
It's about third, yeah.
Early days. That's fucking great. Because at that point, you're either going to go, ha, that's funny, or like, fuck you, fucking this isn't going anywhere. I often think a smoke ninja bomb would be handy, where you just go, this is so awkward, and then just fuck off.
That'd be great. Yep. Someone does that joke, don't they?
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I'm sure would actually legit like one in my real life.
Yeah.
Or some kind of like accelerant, a match, and just walk away, just set the whole thing on fire and walk away. I was out on a date the other night and the gentleman bought lots of drinks and I had already decided how it was going to end.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go, hey, we don't have to keep doing this. Yeah. I'm going to fuck you anyway. So if you need to get liquored up, this is probably more about you than me, but this is completely pointless and superfluous. Let's just go back to your place. But I thought I'd ruin the romance if I said to him, don't get a shot of tequila. We're good. You're in. And my best mate went, you should have said exactly that. Every bloke ever has wanted to hear that out of a chick. I'm like, I don't know. Some of you guys like to be a little bit romantic. Then I bought lots of drinks. I don't know. Would that ruin the romance for you?
No, I wouldn't. It'd be fine.
Oh, damn it.
I think it's quite romantic.
Quite romantic to go, why are we doing more drinks? Can't we just go back to your place and fuck?
Yeah. No,
that's not romantic. That's me. That's just me all over. I was kind of going, another round of drinks, really?
Yeah.
And then, of course, he would buy one and then he bought the second one. I'm like, fuck, I've got to get a round in. So I went and got a drink. And he's like, no, I'll pay. I was like, no, that's kind of not really how I roll. But so then he got two and then I got one. I'm like, fuck, we're six drinks in. Can we just go to your house? And then, you know, then the shots came out. I was like, oh, fuck. At what point is it polite to just go, this is pointless. I'm going to nail you. So let's just leave. you don't think that's ruining the vibe?
No, it's not more for me. I'm talking personally.
It's more setting.
I don't date anymore, by the way.
Anymore.
Yeah, I don't have to buy the FitPom drinks. I do, but...
That's actually, I hadn't really thought about that. When you first start dating, it's usually a big deal for dudes to like shout all the drinks and that kind of stuff. When it, I often have to have the conversation. I'm like, look, it's just not how I roll. I was born and bred in shouts, and yeah. I will die in shouts. Yeah. So this is, I appreciate the sentiment, but it's not happening. But I, you know, there are some dudes that's really important to. They have to buy the drinks. You know, we're dating, and it's important for me to buy the drinks and dinner. At what point then you get into a relationship where you go, okay, halvesies now? Like,
no, well, I think we discussed it on the podcast before. When I was dating, I really had to meet the FitPom because every date I went on, they didn't put their hand in their pocket.
Oh,
it was killing me. I was sending me broke.
Yeah, I bet.
And not getting any action.
No. I did find out in my recent sort of, you know, delving into dating, which we both know is not really something I do. I tend to just fuck them in car parks. I don't like to do the whole like, oh, we're going to go out for dinner. Oh, great, yeah. But I've recently started doing that. A mate of mine who's like a veteran of dating is like, mate, what'd you do? Go for dinner? What were you doing?
Just
go for
a fucking ridiculous.
Go for a coffee.
Coffee or drink.
And then if you like it, if you like them, you can say like, oh, well, you know, it's early. Should we go for an early, you know, do you feel like it? That sort of stuff. I'm like.
Want a shot of tequila and a blowjob?
See? Now you hear how I normally sound. Like that's my, and my mate from the Regard story, was there at the pub.
Retards.
And I reckon she gets an assist. While she didn't directly help me as a wingman, she was there in the general area, so I wasn't sitting by myself in a pub. So I reckon she gets an assist as a wingman for that.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What did she get out of that?
My respect.
Anyway, I'm starving. I need to eat some food.
Go eat some food, mate.
So, yeah, let's close this down. And to everyone out there, kindest retard.
Barrel bulldozer here says, see you later.
See you later.
Living on this place, what the hell happened to my face? I got wrinkles and lines and lots of wobbly bits. I'm grumpy all the time and that gives me the shits. Every kid I see now, I think that they're feral. A pervert old lady's had a fling with one named Beryl. Need hearing aids to hear and specs to see. My balls swing like a punching bag down around my knees because I'm hitting. Collection of grandpa hats. My lady, she's crazy. She collects cats. I make old man sounds when I get out of a chair. I make old man sounds when I'm just sitting there. I've had an angiogram from eating too much spam. Had my prostate checked from a doc with really big hands. I need a hip and knee replacement to get around. I can wipe a dozen times, but my undies stay brown because I'm hitting. The half century.
Here I'm a golden oldie.
Hitting the half century.
Here and things are getting moldy.
I remember the good old days, but the rest of my memory's gone for sure. I find myself standing by the fridge, wondering why I even opened the door and why my undies in there. Every comfy chair now is a place to snooze. I consider the socks and sandals now going out shoes. I give everyone my opinion, even if they don't care. Why am I bald, but my ears are growing hair? I've given up the smokes, but I won't give up the booze. Downstairs around my nuts, I've got salt and pepper pubes. I use tablets and pills and ointments and creams. But what kind of pills are those suppositories? Ouch, it ain't. Half century.
These ain't no
this song one day, and I'll have a massive coronary. I see those funeral ads, and I jot down the number. My dick don't need a doctor, my dick it needs a plumber. It used to be a weapon, now it's mild and meek. I used to wake up with wood, and now I wake up but stays asleep, because I'm hitting the half century.
To myself I'm always talking,
hitting the half century.
Just hope to get to 51.
What's that noise? What's that light over there? And why do I have an urge to walk towards it?